Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Sharing
that.
Yeah. Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, to all our listeners in Canada, the United States, Japan, all over, welcome in to Find It Out Friday, and we're going to have Tiffany with an hour. We're going to come on, and we're talking about victories and celebrating. We started off the week with celebrating, but actually celebrating ourselves here in Los Angeles for getting out and making that wonderful move, voting and creating a great victory here. You know, our mayor of Los Angeles, congratulations to Miss Karen Bass. Oh, yeah, the people spoke, the people spoke. What can I tell you? Hope transforms pessimism into optimism. Hope is invincible. It changes everything. It changes winter into summer, darkness into light, descent into ascent, bareness into creativity, agony into joy. Hope is the sun. It is life. It is passion. It is the fundamental force of life's blossoming. So we all out here are shining, shining, shining like the sun. You know, this show is sponsored by CUC, Communication, Unification, and Collaboration. And we are advisors and we are consultants working with our youth, understanding and getting them to the point that they have options out there through education, through training, through hands-on, through mentorship. CUC, keep your eyes open. They're out there for you and me. That's CUC. And this evening, we're going to share with you, November 18th is a very, very special day to me. November 18th is one of my first mentors, Tunessa Burry Makaguchi, the first president of the Soka Gaka International. Yes, SGI, if you've seen it out there, SGI is about peace, culture, and education, and it is his birthday. And on this day, I reflect back, maybe about 2005, I was a child care provider and in a union. And I was requested to go speak to the Board of Education about our babies. on behalf of the child care providers and the parents. And you know, that was a great day for me, because on that day, I was just standing there. The Makaguchi was speaking through me, and I will never forget November 18th. I did not tell them what they wanted to hear. I told them what they needed to hear. So November 18th is a great celebratory day for my first mentor of the Soko Gakkai International, which is the second president, was Jose Toda. And now the third, that's Sakari Keita. Yes, we're about peace, culture, and education. We teach you how to shine from within. And I'd just like to say happy birthday out there to my favorite mentors. You know, democracy is for and by the people, not for the privilege. We're going to bring you on in. It is Find It Out Friday. I hope I gave you an ear for this evening. As again, I'm going to say congratulations to our new mayor of Los Angeles, the first woman, Miss Karen Bass. And again, I want to say happy birthday to Mr. Burrow Makaguchi, my mentor, the first president, again, of the SGI Soka Gaka International Dance for Value Creating Society. We take care of the youth, okay? And our youth can run the world because we give them hope as we give all youth hope. That is why I'm on this line now. That's why CUC is sponsoring, and we are full of advisors and consultants because we must empower and let the youth know their worth. Don't forget, I'm putting that mentorship call out there. Give us a call, 323-769-5879. We need you because they need us. And January 2023 is going to be the day that they set out to be. And we need all of you here to help us. We have Miss Tiffany with an eye. I see it. I strategize it. I change it and I complete it with us this evening. And she's going to talk to us about a lot of stuff. But our topic this evening, again, is victory and celebration. And you know, hope and determination creates victories. And that's what we're all about, and that's what she's all about. Welcome in, Tiffany with an I. How are you this evening?
I am doing well this Friday evening. And yourself?
Oh, I'm great. You know, it's the end of the week for me. We started off celebrating ourselves and our abilities and strength and determination to get out to those polls, and we're going to close it out with victories and celebration so that we can get prepared to get out here and shop with all these shoppers, buy the turkeys and the dressing and whatever you need to do, because we all have a lot to be thankful for here. And Thanksgiving is Thursday. We will not be on because we're going to be macaroni and cheese and with our families and being thankful, but we'll be back on Find It Out Friday to let you know what we found out. So I'm just great over here. I'm just waiting on the sunlight to come up tomorrow so I can get an early start and beat the crowd, okay? That's what
right.
I'm doing.
So I was listening to you as I came in, and you were talking about the victory of Karen Bass as our first new female mayor, woman mayor, and that is so exciting. I'm so excited just because this is the time in the year of the woman, and women are going to be really in these prominent positions going forward. We're going to see a lot of women coming up through, you know, and rising to the challenges. So it's going to be good because, you know, change is here, and change usually comes through women. Men, great. They set the platform for us to come in. And so, you know, I'm especially grateful, too, to those who have gone before her to set the platform for her to come in. You know what I'm saying? She's done her own thing, but she's, you know, it's a collaborative effort. So I'm just thankful that, you know, the platform had been set for her. She came in, and she's going to do a great job. So
I'm
excited.
I am, too. Definitely excited. Yes. Yes, I am. Definitely. You know, in the end of the week, there's some exciting things happening out there, you know, with that galaxy that's far, far away, about 6,500 light years out there, the birth of a new star. And I know that you give us a little bit of information on research and kind of carry us through the week and over the weekend regarding our planetarian facts. So what do you have to share with us this evening about, we know the energies are moving out there and they're moving fast, so you have to hold on to the doorknob. But we like to let people know exactly what's going on. We're not scientists over here, but we like to talk about those stars and planets because those stars are just not up there twinkling. Okay, they're doing things. So what do you have for us this evening?
Well, you know, I don't want to go too deep today. This is Find Out Friday. People are going to be doing their own thing after this, and I kind of want to make it light and bright, if you will.
Okay.
But, you know, we discussed the Scorpio, you know, time, and we have, like, the deep issues that we had to, you know, go into ourselves and really dig deep and pull out things that we may not want to pull out, but it forced us to, and so stuff had to come out, and now we're, you know, taking the Band-Aid off the wound, and, you know, some people might throw salt on it, but we're healing, and that is such a beautiful thing, and I think I said that last week. It's beautiful to heal after going through so much, and, you know, again, be kind and patient and compassionate with yourself, because the energies out there have been so many. We have never had this many in 1 year. So, I mean, it's like we went through so many different retrogrades, and we are, you know, finally out of that phase. It's going to become lighter and brighter, and then as we go into the new year, we're really going to see. We'll see some energies change, and we'll have to shift and transform and all that, and the energies will be there to assist us and all that. But, you know, it's just, you know, if you worked with the energies and you allowed yourself to go within and really take that introspective look, it's going to be so rewarding, because that healing process is something that I can definitely say I've experienced myself. It can be hard to deal with, you know. None of this is easy sometimes, but the rewards of it are just great. And so we won't have to return to that feeling again of lack, of whatever it is that had plagued us in our families and through generations. It's like gone, it stopped, it's over, we've overcome it. We don't even have to deal with it anymore. So that's really great and a very celebratory moment, at least for me. And then you and I discussed talking about the universes and universe as a whole, but you and I talked about the clusters of stars or something out there with the telescope.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Oh, that
yes.
Telescope is the most beautiful thing. I had an opportunity to see it in 3D, and it was this gigantic thing that it's a beautiful piece of artwork. So I just love art, and I find art in everything, right? So I just looked at this big piece of machinery as a big, beautiful piece of art. And when NASA had, you know, put it into space, they were going to take it as far as it could go. Like, it's never been where it is right now. Like, no telescope has been there. And then to find out that it is able to show us this beautiful cluster, is that what it is, of planets or
yes.
stars or something?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I am so excited because, you know, these things haven't been done before, but I'm sure it's very beautiful.
Oh, it's something beautiful. I'd like to go to the star parties up at Griffith Park, you know, and look through the telescope there. It's not as powerful as one that you have. This big one that is at the James it's called the James Webb Space Telescope, and that telescope captures the pillars of creation, a cluster of sparkling newborn stars, 6,500 light years away from Earth. But it is
oh, wow.
beautiful to see. So the star parties that are in Griffith Park, I mean, it's a big event. You know, people get started up there, and it's a peaceful thing. It's very, very educational. And I like to take the young adults up there and the old adults up there, too, because that is what we're a part of. And like I said, we're not scientists and we're not experts over here. But you should always, or I would make a suggestion, that we become aware and understand what else moves around us, okay? Because we're all connected in here together. And if you get an understanding of the energies moving, it can, like, help you save yourself some stress, okay? If you just take out the time and read a little bit about it, see what's happening, see what's moving around you. Since we're all connected here, it makes it easier for you to step back and take 3 breaths before you speak. Because as you know, and I say, it is about kindness. And this year for Thanksgiving, we have a lot to be thankful for. So Stephanie will come on with us on Teller Tuesday, and I put a poll out there, what if people, you know, whether they want to hear about it, maybe half and half. You know, we love those chakras. but I got a lot of requests for her topic on forgiveness. And I'm just taking that tally here because that's what it takes. You know, we all, when we're around those family members, and we all have them, you know. Some of us don't want to see any Sue coming, but she has to come because that's just the family life, right? But if you can understand the meaning of forgiveness, which is not forgiving that person, it's forgiving yourself, then it makes for a better smooth transition. So I'm hoping that the count will lead toward that, and that's what you'll pick up on. I'm keeping her posted. This evening, her organization, they're talking about intimate sexy for grown adults. So she wasn't able to chime in this evening. I peeked in a little bit on it, but of course we cannot leave our listeners standing. So we have to be here. So I try to do, if I have to do six things, and if I need to support and assist, I will do that. But that's what they're doing now. But hopefully she'll come on Tuesday. And we'll talk about that forgiveness there. And in that forgiveness, it speaks on just what you spoke about, you know, healing, the healing process and the great rewards and getting over the lack of, okay?
Mm-hmm. So and you have to forgive yourself. You're right.
The forgiveness is for you. It's not for that other person. It is for you. You know, there's like things that, you know, I forgive myself every day for things that I wasn't aware of, okay? But now I know better. I forgive myself for staying in the past because I can be in the present. It's all about you. It begins and starts with you, period. So I hope that the count will lead toward that. And she will enlighten us because, you know, whenever she does it, you have to pull out plenty pens and pencils and pads with her because she's going to educate you and give you another way to look at it. So that's what we're working on for Toet Tuesday. And my friend Phil, I found this out there performing in Long Beach. They'll be out there December 3rd, and it's Phil and them now there who has that. A great musician. But not only is he a musician, he's an actor, a great performer. So they just completed a play in Inglewood. I don't have the name of it, but hopefully he'll join us on Mindful Monday, and we'll be able to get some information from him. And that group is still in them. And before we go, if you have a moment, I don't know if you've ever seen them perform. You know, before we end, I'll play one of my favorite songs from Phil and them, which is called Summertime Rain, okay? Just give you a little touch of it, okay, if you have not had the opportunity to listen in. So these are all the things that I found out for Finding Out Friday. And like that galaxy, the picture of it, and I even turned on the computer, that it's beautiful. It's beautiful to see those stars twinkling and things that are happening out there. So it's been a lot of stuff going on. And also, while we're talking about movement out there, I found out that passenger jet caught on fire in Lima, Peru, but there was no casualties there. When it landed, and I'm kind of like upset because, you know, I'm a Taylor Swift fan, and there's problems with the concert tickets, and people are very, very upset about that, through Ticketmaster. So I'm trying to get some more information on that. I know persons have heard of it, but for those who've been busy today and didn't know, we're going to tell you what we found out. And talking about Twitter and the employees walking out, okay? So you can't.
I mean,
it always happens.
It always happens around the end of the year. This is,
yes.
You know, when corporations evaluate their bottom lines and, you know, what they need to kind of cut back and cut fat, if you will. And I know it's unfortunate for most people because it's during the holiday season where you're supposed to be bright and happy and, you know,
yes.
cheerful, but, you know, and on this show, we always talk about being mindful of your thoughts and your words. So sometimes you can create your own reality, whatever that is, right? So if you say, oh, I don't like going to work and I wish I didn't have this, and sooner or later that's going to catch up to you. So, you know, be careful with what you say. And I'm not saying that, you know, I think it's the loss of something is very great, you know what I'm saying? And I feel that. But we also have to pay attention to what we say. And today I was looking at a YouTube video, and it is so important because your thoughts, and you have had Dr. Burke on there to talk about it, and your thoughts, and I think Stephanie sometimes talks about too, but your words, your thoughts, and everything make up your future. You can be in the present, but your words, your thoughts, your behaviors, your habits will dictate what takes place in the future. So, you know, I'm sorry for their loss. I just, you know, I'm positive, but then yes, I do have sympathy and empathy for people who have gone through such a traumatic experience. But also to say that moving forward, if, you know, if we have any negativity and anything, release it and start changing the narrative so that you can change your circumstances, right? So if they're negative, let's start speaking positively about it and changing the narrative. And that's really kind of like what I was listening to on a YouTube channel today, or looking at on the, and it was, you know, it was with, oh gosh, what's the, you know, Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith. He was, it was one of his things that he was talking about, some episodes that he has done in the past. And but yeah, you have to be very careful and cautious, because we want to create a positive environment going forward. And very much so in 2023, I think we're going to have great new beginnings. And again, I feel for those who have lost their jobs in the transition. I mean, you know, corporate America does what it does, but, you know, look at it for your own individual purpose for, you know, why that happened. And I'm, you know, again, I do empathize and sympathize with people, you know, having that experience. We can always change it, you know what I mean? It's not, just, don't be down and out completely. Just know that you can change your narrative and change that circumstance to be more positive.
Be more positive. Hope and determination creates victories. And as you know, we know that when one door closes, that means that's the pathway to another open one. Yes, it can be devastating, but, you know, we've all been going through devastating. It's been loss. But, I mean, to put out a directive, you know, work harder, blah, 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 and longer, and if you don't, you can leave. Well, you know, people know that they have options, you know, and and someone that's been dedicated, devoted, nobody wants to be talked to like that, you know, regardless of who you are. So, hey, they just did the countdown and walked out, all right, because they're the ones that's making it happen. So if they can make it happen there, they can make it happen anywhere, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Okay. And maybe, you know, there's a better opportunity. You know, we have to look to the positive and look to the opportunities that are out there, that maybe that situation came to a close for a very good reason, for a better new beginning. And you just have to think that way. When one door closes, another opens, and it's probably better than you ever anticipated or expected. So right? So just, you know, I know sometimes it is hard to release those thoughts that come, but you just have to make, you know, be aware that they're there, but you don't have to buy into them. So you can just observe them.
And get up and scream that song every morning. Keep it positive and you make it happen. Like you say, change that narrative, change that mindset. You know, don't think about what you don't have. Think about what you have and what you're going to do with it. You know, it's all about the narrative there. And it is very difficult to do because we're all framed out differently. But I say the new 2023 will be the year that you will be, okay? So, you know, I'll be trying to be a poet over here and and stuff. So when things come, I just put it out there. But it's the healing that we've gone through, the healing process that we're still in, and we're going to have great rewards from it. And when you learn how to shine like the sun, because you cannot bend the sun ray, okay? And one thing about the sun, you know that it rises and sets each day. And you know it's up there even on a cloudy day. So I just like to be sun no matter what. Again, hope and determination creates victories. And from this big celebratory moment that we have, I've been screaming, democracy is for and by the people and not the privileged, okay? And for some strange reason, I'll have to dig deeper into it, into my insides to figure out why this is coming up. Why does it keep coming up, you know, and having conversations and stuff. But it's just like something we need to open up our eyes and be aware of, because it really is about the people. The people make it happen. It is all about the people. The people need to know that, okay? So, again, congratulations to our first female mayor, Ms. Karen Bass. You know, I know they're hitting the ground running. We did our part. I did my part to do what I do the way that I do it. But it is an exciting time. So, you know, as we supported and assisted and made things happen, let's keep that unification out there and keep those arms and minds thinking in a meaningful way, and just continue to move forward for these new beginnings, because nothing is being done the way that it was done before. We all know that, okay? And for those who don't know it, we're going to remind you again, get creative, you know, open up your mind, change that mindset. You know, stick together, support, uplift, okay? Ants, I put a picture out there. I lifted it off Facebook. Ants move together. We have to be little ants. You know, it's all about unification. That's why CUC does what it does. It unifies the community and it collaborates the community. But they all come together for one purpose, and that is to uplift, reach those goals, and with a special focus on our youth. So that's all I got to say. That's what I found out today. So Tiffany Witt and I, give us our clothes out here, because we got to let the people go. We know there's things happening. Everybody's moving out and about. So we're not going to hold them too long this evening.
Well, in light of the, you know, the loss of all the people that, you know, from Twitter that lost their jobs, what if that door closed so a new one could open? And what if that new door that's opening is to serve your purpose, the reason why you're here. So
yes.
Just what if? That should be the question.
Yes.
What if this was to serve my purpose? And
yes.
I think, you know, you talked about something about purpose a couple weeks ago, so I think that would be good.
Well,
if, you
when I do my lectures on purpose, I go at it a different way, and they will be coming up. Look out for it. It's a four-part series, and purpose is the who, the what, the how, and the when. See, persons say that I'm standing in my purpose. No, you're not. You're on your journey to it, okay? So I break it down into a four-part series and break it down. I'm not a therapist, but I do have an understanding on what that flow blows like. So listeners out there, keep a lookout. Yes, it's purpose. And I always ask the question, have you ever wondered why you cannot move forward? That's my question, okay? But we talk about the who, the what, the how, and the when of purpose. So we'll be working on that, and thank you for reminding me. You know, I get a little shy here, and I don't like to put a lot of stuff out there at the same time, but, you know, sometimes it's getting ready to be 2023, and it's the year.
Here you go.
That you will be. Okay, we're kind of winding down, opening back up now. So it's a lot of healing going on. It's a lot of healing directives that need to be out there. It's a lot of in between, you know, like the sad or the depressed, as Stephanie was speaking of on Tuesday, that's two different things, okay? So those of us who have been through it, because you can't speak on it unless you've been through it, you cannot walk in anybody's shoes but your own. And if you try to walk in anybody's shoes out there, your feet might start hurting. So my suggestion is learn as much as you can learn about you, share it with others, get as much education as you can get, unify so that you can walk lightly and you don't have hurt feet, because you cannot walk in anybody else's shoes. And no one can walk in yours. So basically, that's what we're out here. That's what we're finding out. Listeners to Japan, Korea, United Kingdom, Canada, all of you, again, we say good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from, we love you. And on that note, I'm just going to play a little bit of my friend Phil and them. Summertime Rain, and we're going to call it an evening. Tiffany, we love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It's time to heal. The healing is in process. Victory and celebrate, starting with yourself first. Let's listen to a little bit of Phil and them, just a little bit. Here they go.
Even notice, like all the things you see. Yeah.